Hey everybody, how's everyone doing out there on Desk Party? This is your host, Spud, and this is my co-host, Jared!
What's up, everybody?
Alright. So what do we have on tap today? I want to go back to the subject of me being a pussy with beer and food.
Well, you know, I've just noticed that ever since I've known you, you don't like beer with pizza, or food in general.
Ever since you've known me, Jesus, yeah. I think your parents would allow me even smell the wine when I was 15.
Although, we had our moments.
No, we didn't. Anyways, no, I have this, you can call me a pussy, a non-man.
I'm not calling you anything, you're calling yourselves these things.
You know, you see the commercial with Mike's Hard Lemonade, this huge pound greasy burger next to a Mike's Hard Lemonade? There's nothing hard about that lemonade.
Yeah, they're talking about the alcohol content, that's what they mean by hard.
Oh, you want to know hard? Try that Molson's Triple X, Jesus.
That is pretty good stuff, I have to admit.
You told me you were going to give your wife one for the morning to tell her it's a protein shake.
All right, yeah, I mean, everybody needs a protein shake in the morning. At least that's what I always tell my wife.
Yeah, giving her some an extra vitamin, huh?
You know it, high five through the computer.
I broke Kimberly's computer. No more vitamin shots.
Did you really break her computer?
No, I was going to high-five through the computer.
Yeah, Spam did that to me once. He gave me a high-five through the phone.
Fisting AT&T again, are we?
Yeah.
Anyway, so back to the subject. People, guys go, beer and pizza! I go, I had a piece of pizza, now I'm having a beer. Oh, guess what? I puked in your sink, and now I'm digging it out with my fingers, and you're knocking on the door going, hey, it's time to go to the movie. What are you doing in there, dropping kids off at the pool? And then when we go to the second dinner before the movie, you're about to bite into a juicy steak, and I go, by the way, I was digging out old pizza out of your sink with my finger. Bada bing.
My God.
That was the last trip to Boston, remember? Applebee's or wherever, right next to the movie theater, and you were about to eat. No, you're like, so what were you doing in the bathroom? And I told you, and you put everything down.
Well, I have to tell you that some of the most sadistic fun I've ever had is bringing somebody who does not drink on a pub crawl. That is just hilarious when you have that one guy with you that just hates the mere sight of alcohol, but yet he's stuck going from bar to bar.
AKA Spam.
Spam Manorino himself.
Yeah, I know. He's sitting on like Andy Warhol's like furniture. I don't even know if I'd call that a couch. And you're sitting there going, ooh, ah, hey.
Yeah. I started getting all touchy-feely with him, too. Like, I worry about you, man. I really worry about you.
No, I'm worried about you puking on my new slacks.
The best part about that, I forget the name of it, but there's the bar that had, like, the bowling alley on the third floor. That was pretty fun.
That was the part where we were all sitting there, and he was drinking, like, water, and then I'm sitting there dragging you around, like, more liquor.
Yeah. And also, this is at the time when the Batman fiasco was just going down, where the guy brought the gun and shot people in the movie theater. So, of course, we want to go to a 2 a.m. showing of
the Batman. I know. I was freaking out, dude. Because I was drunk, so being drunk brings on paranoia, you know?
It does. It does. And, like, the weird thing, too, is, like, I think there were other people going to do the same thing that we were going to do. There was, like, this mass exodus of people from the bar going all the way to the movie theater as they puked on the street.
You know, what I liked is being, like, surrounded by full of Boston maniacs. They're like, baseball! They're like 100 years of the Big Green Monster or whatever the fuck it's called.
I think you're thinking of Godzilla.
Yeah, exactly. No, it was, you know, that wall on the side of Boston Field or whatever.
Boston Field?
Yeah, the fucking baseball field. The big green giant.
Fenway. Yeah, this all took place at Fenway, dude.
Yeah, I know. We were on the train, and they were all going to celebrate the 100 years of that wall.
Sure they were.
Jesus. Anyways, back to the food and beer thing. I don't think it's a great idea. Yes, it's always nice to have a beer after food or beer before food, and then you wait. But beer,
I disagree, sir.
Beer and food together.
No, it's a wonderful combination, especially if you pick the right food to have with the right beer.
When we go to Vita's, a.k.a. Vito's, taken over by the Lady of Mafia.
Yeah.
Straight out.
Sex change operation.
Yeah, sex change Italian operation.
Mm-hmm.
Name of my new movie. Anyways. Oh, God. I might have what's that one Italian beer that I like?
Peroni?
Yeah, Peroni. There we go. It's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
Peroni. Now, that's a light beer. Now, an after-dinner liquor is good, Sambuca.
I don't like anything with the first name, Sam.
Yeah, give me a shot of Sam in your face. Anyways, all right, going on to the next subject. I want to know
what... What's that noise? Okay, that stopped.
What is that noise?
I think it's the poltergeist in your house again. I mean, you are currently living in a haunted house, right, with your girlfriend?
I'm not living here. I'm just staying here for the moment.
Temporarily, because her car broke down, so you're landlocked.
Don't ever say my car, because I'll never own one.
Why not?
It's for suckers!
Well, did you take the driving test yet?
I've never taken a test in my life, so let's go back to my subject of music. I mean, what is going on with the music these days? You know, kids just think if they pour gack all over themselves and do a wacky fucking dance in skinny girl jeans, it's called talent. I call that never being hugged by your parents.
I think you're referring to a Witch House music video by the artist Glass Teeth. I think you need to watch that video.
What's the name of the band? Witch House?
Glass Teeth. Witch House is like the style of music, I guess you could say. But it's kind of a combination of different things.
I have a record from 1955 by Boris Korlov. Bobby Boris Pickett.
Boris Karloff and the Bobby Pickett 7. Okay.
Yeah. I heard the Monster Mash, and I call that Witch House music, okay? So, tell me what's going on with this Witch House music.
I think what we need to do is you need to put on that music video, and we're going to watch the whole thing and talk about it as we're watching it.
Shut the fuck up! Ladies and gentlemen, those aren't kids. Those are puppies.
Those are mastiffs. Like, what, 7 mastiffs?
Go back to Witch House music.
I want you to find that video again. We're going to watch the whole fucking thing, and we're going to do a running commentary of it, okay?
Okay. Hold on a second.
I think it's called Flesh Palace.
Jesus. What's the name of the band? Glass Teeth, Flesh Palace?
Glass Teeth with the letter 3 in the place of the E's.
Shit. I don't even know how to download that.
You watched this video earlier, so this is what the episode is about. It's about Witch House
Please
music.
Explain to the audience what the fuck you're talking about.
Well, I'm talking about this artist called Glass Teeth, and his music's a combination of electronica and, other things. But, I just want your opinion as, a musician, what you think about this type of music.
All right. I will appease your thought here. So, Glass Teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Flesh Palace.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Yeah, Flesh Palace gets a lot of different hits on Google, huh?
No, it's more like YouTube. Okay. I see a chick and some tears, or it could be sweat. I think it's tears and sweat.
Yeah, are you getting into it?
It's the first 17 seconds, Jesus.
I think your dog's getting into it.
Alright.
The whole thing.
I see the Knight Rider sequence going on.
Exactly. Every reach up.
Alright, where's David Hasselhoff? Oh wait, I think he's coming up in the net. Oh my god, they hit a deer!
Exactly.
And now here's David Hasselhoff being covered in gack.
Exactly, there's a montage of slime sequences from You Can't Believe It's Not Television.
Wow.
Exactly.
Apparently, Asians have taken bukkake to the next level.
To the Nickelodeon level.
Yeah, I want something thick and slimy on my face. Let's go. Well, okay, now I see some whales.
Yeah, what do you think of the whales? Kind of reminds you of SeaWorld, huh?
It kind of reminds me of my childhood, but...
Yeah. I like the VHS graininess of it, too.
I like the VH1 Where Are They Now whale program.
Shamu, Life is a Killer.
Wow, is that Marilyn Manson?
I think it might be a man.
Oh my god!
Exactly.
What is up with this? Now, that's just like some BDSM crazy.
Wow. Yeah, you're talking about the woman with fluids being poured down her mouth.
Yeah, that's... I don't even want to know what that was.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
Okay, back to the gag.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's a guy smoking crack. I want to know where this guy lives.
Is this your neighborhood in Jack's Beach?
This is, now there's Princess Diana and a palm tree. And now it's starting to look like my neighborhood.
Especially the Princess Diana part.
Yes. Now it's back to the transvestite, devil-worshipping woman. Wow. Now it looks like downtown Detroit.
Yeah, that probably is, man.
I'm right on the money.
I think you are.
Now there's a drive-by going on with pink gas. If this is music, I want to know what isn't music.
I don't know. It has sort of a good beat to it, huh?
I wonder if these kids had to sign something saying that they wouldn't sue.
I think this is all just like clip footage.
It is clip footage, but I want to know who's suing who here. All right, now there's some girl crying.
Mm-hmm.
And now I see a deer that... Well, he got hit by the car. And now he's struggling for life. And now there's glow sticks.
Well, I mean, obviously, listen to this music.
Now there's a bunch of girls twerking at the Hoover Dam and now twerking at a...
graveyard.
Graveyard. I think they're... Wow. Now they're, like, ass clapping for Tupac Shakur.
Is that really Tupac's grave that they show?
No, it wasn't. I'm just saying it was probably Biggie Smalls' fucking reunion. I don't know. Yeah. Wow. If this is music, we're going to be millionaires, Jared.
I kind of liked it.
Okay.
I think you need to do a blues cover of that song.
Oh, okay, I want you to do the... All right, since you made me do that, I want you to go type in on YouTube.
How's that spelled?
Shut the fuck up. Go on YouTube and type in the Rubber Bandits. RubberBandits, and then look for Horse Outside music video.
Yeah, by the way, we don't have any rights or agreements to be playing any of this, but we're doing it anyway.
But they can't hear it, but we're doing commentary, so it's fine.
Anyway, it's good promotion. The Rubber Bandits, Horse Cubicle, or Horse Outside.
Horse Outside. Now click on it where you see the music video. Now I want you to do your commentary on this music.
Okay, so this is like some sort of Irish gangster wedding. And smoking a cigarette. Now I got Jersey Shore people wanting in on this. Angry guy. Priests. More priests.
Can you hear the music?
Oh, no. Am I supposed to be listening to music, too?
Yes!
Oh, okay, here we go. All right, yeah. Oh, nice. Okay, so the guys just had nose jobs, I guess, and they're wearing, like, Subway sandwich bags over their face.
That's kind of their thing.
Is it really Subway?
No.
I've been hungry.
Please don't go to Subway.
Is this in America or the UK? I got this UK vibe. I told you they looked Irish.
Jesus, how racist of you. Hey, are you Irish? You look Irish.
His teeth looked very Tennessee.
Oh my God. All right, you're supposed to be commentating.
All right, okay, AT&T. I think somebody just did a product placement for AT&T. Okay. Oh, okay. A lot of hairspray. Is this really what Ireland's like?
Most of the time when they're not drinking.
Okay, a horse with another Subway plastic bag kid. Okay. I don't know if I would trust that horse near those cars. Oh, okay. He just hit somebody in the face, and that was manure.
I wouldn't trust anything near my car.
What kind of religion is this? Is what I want to know. This is supposed to be a church.
They're nihilists.
Oh. Well, see, it is product placement. They're just talking about a Honda Civic.
You're supposed to be commentating, not pointing out things.
Okay, that's what I'm seeing, a bunch of sandwich, people with sandwich bags on their face laying on the congregation. Now they're leaving the church.
Tell them what they're singing. I want you to sing a part of that music video.
Republic of Telly? That's all I get. I can't even listen, I can't hear them, it's the Irish accents.
I can't hear you with your dumb Irish accents.
Irish women are hot, though, I have to admit. Jesus.
You think anything's hot.
I do. Oh, ride me like a horse. Okay.
What did you just ask me?
All right. You know, truthfully, this is what how a lot of church services end, though. I mean, there's always some sort of car accident because people are trying to get out of there so quickly.
That's why there's always tons of police at church services.
Exactly. Okay, now you got some sort of pagan ritual with ladies with horse heads. Huh. I think that might be some sort of Masonic symbolism. I don't know if I trust this music video.
I don't think I want to trust that.
God, and of course that one Irish girl has to be wearing a lot of green, because, you know, they just have to. Okay. Horse, you know, eat fresh, Subway. That's basically was the take-up message on this. That was horrible. Mine was way better.
I don't want to get involved here.
Jesus.
All right, so you showed me your whack-ass music video. I showed you my whack-ass music video. We've come to the conclusion that music is going downhill.
How would you like to see music done differently?
More effort. It seems like less is more these days. When less is more, then the kids are like, oh, let's go buy a shirt.
All right, so what do you think the last good song was?
Shut the fuck up! Sorry. I have Tourette's, by the way. It's not the good kind.
Yeah, we need to send you to Tourette's camp with the other kids with Tourette's.
Yeah, we'll never get a word in edgewise. It'll just be a bunch of cocks and bucks and
Yes. Yeah, the children's Tourette's choir would like to sing Jesus fucking Christ.
Oh my god. Hey, pause this real quick.
All right.
I gotta go clean up a big pile of horse shit.
I
had to clean up dog shit, and I did, because I'm a good boyfriend like that. All right, so now we're past the food and the beer,
and then the witch house music.
Then the crazy. Please stop saying that.
Witch house.
All right, so who's your favorite comedian these days?
I really like, I have a lot of respect for Eddie Pepitone, to be honest.
Ooh, the Pep. Pepitone.
Yeah, anybody who hasn't seen Puddin' Strip needs to definitely see that. P-U-D-D-I-N apostrophe.
Oh, say that again. Go ahead.
Puddin' Strip. You need to check that out on YouTube.
Yeah, hopefully we don't get sued for helping them.
You know, I wish there were, like, much more open night mics. I think we need more of those.
Well, actually, there are quite a few that you're going to be joining me when you're here in Jayville.
Yeah, actually, I think that would be awesome. I think we should do that.
You should come up with...
No, seriously, I think I'm going to come up with a stand-up routine and do it while I'm there.
Why don't you just sit the fuck down?
I knew you were going to go there. Actually, that'll be my first bit, is I'll just... I'll get a folding chair. I'll sit down and be like, I'm not a stand-up comedian. I'm a sit-down comedian.
Stealing my material again?
Exactly. I've been married for 5 years, so I sit down a lot.
Your father's like, two thumbs up. All right, so how's marriage been treating you for the past 5 years?
That's the only thing in my life that actually is going well. Everything else is just a fucking utter clusterfuck.
Jesus. Back to your favorite comedian.
Oh, okay. No. Hey, Pepitone. He's a good guy. Who's your favorite comedian?
We don't need you to pour your heart out to the crowd.
Who's your favorite comedian, Spud?
Well... I know he's long gone, but never forgotten, Sam Kennison.
Yeah, we should try to contact him in your haunted house with a Ouija board. Say it! Say it!
I think it'll continuously keep going.
Yeah, is there an exclamation mark on the Ouija board? If not, we should make one.
for that moment.
Mm-hmm. Rodney Dangerfield, you know, the older I get, like, I'm 29, almost 30, I get more and more respect for, like, these older dudes. That's kind of one of the reasons why I like Eddie Pepitone. Like, he's a little long in the tooth, but he's still out there doing his thing. Rodney Dangerfield the same way. He didn't really get big until he was kind of an older guy, so I respect that. Woody Allen. Actually, I think Woody Allen, frankly, is my favorite comedian of all time.
Oh, my God, there's people.
Well, who's your... Well, hey, you got to respect Woody Allen.
Mm-hmm. I actually, yeah, I kind of do. Mm-hmm. You know who I'd like to see? Never again. No. What's up with Robin Williams?
Yeah, I'm kind of exhausted with him. The problem is he was really oversaturating, like, his name there a lot. He was, like, in everything. And it's kind of a cliche. It's like everyone's kind of tired of, like, the Robin Williams cycle. We'll do a funny cutesy-wootsy movie. Then, you know, he's a serial killer. Cutesy-wootsy movie. Serial killer, you know? Like, do something original. Like, just go media, you know? Just find a part where, like, you're funny and dramatic. You don't have to be, like, all these polar extremes, you know?
You know, we should just go get John Hedder and ask him. Exactly. Who's that? It was Napoleon Dynamite's fuck.
Oh, yeah. The Mormon guy.
No, you're thinking about the guy that lives below you. Anyways, let's go get him and get him on this show so he can make those names.
There's too much... There's too much swearing on this. He's Mormon. He doesn't like cursing.
Really? He's Mormon?
Yeah, pretty sure. I could just be making that up, too. I don't know.
Making that up.
No, I think he is. I think I read that a while ago.
I think you need to stop reading. So, tell me, the last thing that happened to you on the train.
On the T in Boston?
Yeah. We'll start a new episode called Tea Time in Boston.
Tea Time in Boston. Well, you know.
No, I want you to tell your past experiences that are the most funny, especially with that huge black woman.
Why is her race of issue of any consequence? I'd like to know that. No, how about we talk about your racism? How about that?
No, it's funny that you were like, tell me about the huge black woman that the kid kept like picking at. And then the woman like, you don't know me. You don't know me.
Well, actually, it's a thing, you know, it's a funny thing because it's like mental illnesses not recognizing their own kind of thing. Like some kid with like autism or some sort of learning disability was like just like pointing out and like describing all the people on the train. And like, of course, she got to like, you know, the African-American woman and said something that was, you know, descriptive, to say the least, and the woman just freaked out. And this woman is obviously like bipolar or, you know, schizophrenic or something. And she's like, you don't know me, girl. You don't know what I've been through. And everyone's like, it's a child, a disturbed child. And you're a disturbed woman. You guys should be high-fiving each other through the imaginary phone, you know?
Jesus. Your experiences in Boston are funnier than mine here in Jayville.
Yeah, well, I mean, all that happens in Jayville is you got your ass handed to you by the local gang. Let's talk about that.
It wasn't me, it was my brother. Anyways, next subject.
Oh, yeah, and then he, like got their strength and was able to beat you. Kind of like a Highlander thing.
Jesus Christ. Anyways. What are the things that you would like to see happening in America right now? Well, they could be ridiculous or they could be serious.
Well, I actually would like the idea that, it's completely now everyone has to switch to electric cars. I know it's like economically not feasible, but we have the technology and we just need to like kind of push forward and make this happen. To be perfectly honest, I'm tired of relying on fossil fuels.
Right.
What do you think about that? I think there should be Pizza Fridays.
I'm so sick of pizza, it's not even funny.
What's the matter with pizza, David?
Shut the fuck up. Anyways.
It's not me, it's my little brother, Jardo Jr. Why did my mother name her sons the same name and call one of them Jr.? Well, that was his fault for being born younger.
That made no sense. Anyways, what I would like
Shut
to see...
Shut up, David.
I would like to see legalization of marijuana.
I bet you would, you humongous stoner.
Jesus. I'm not huge.
You small stoner.
Fucking midget stoner.
My bong's taller than you are.
Hey, bong. Oh, man, you know you're a stoner when you're making a bong out of, like, an apple and a fucking pen and an empty pen. Some of our viewers may know what we're talking about here.
We don't have any viewers except your girlfriend.
I don't have any girlfriends.
Telling Kimberly.
I have ladies of the night.
I'm telling Kimberly all of this.
I bet you will.
What's your cell phone number?
Yeah, 865.
What's Kim's cell phone number?
867-5309.
Uh-oh, we're having technical difficulties. So, yeah, I mean, so what do you, you have like a morning constitutional that you do, so tell us what that is.
Well, I get up in the morning and I walk outside and I see all this fucking trash around my house. So with the neighbors sitting out on their front porch at 8 a.m., I don't know when they go to bed. I go out and I pick up the garbage and I yell once or twice, "We may live in the fucking ghetto, but we're not, you don't have to be ghetto." And then my grandmother pokes her head out the window, "Shut the hell up!" So it's a morning routine, and then she asked me the other day, "Please don't go outside and pick up the garbage anymore."
Jeez, so who does that now?
The city workers, but I take pride in where I live. I have nice flowers outside my house. I have a nice bird bath. You could put me in the middle of a fucking trash heap, and then you would walk around the corner and go, "Oh, this is a nice part of the trash heap."
Yeah.
You know, I take pride where I live. I always have, always will. I mean, when I lived in a one-bedroom fucking trailer in the deep, nasty part of Mayport, we actually repainted our walls, redid the counters, redid everything, bought new appliances, the whole nine, you know?
Yeah, that's cool.
So anyways, my point is, you may live in the ghetto, but stop acting ghetto.
Yeah, it's a good message to send out there.
Actually, my one of my black friends said that. It was quite funny. "You white boys are so ghetto." "Stop acting ghetto. You live in the ghetto, stop acting ghetto." I was like, "Jesus, you call me the George Zimmerman over here."
So have you gotten any retaliation yet in your neighborhood because of the George Zimmerman verdict?
No, I was riding through with a friend and they yelled, "Slow down, cracker."
Who was at the wheel?
Just an old friend of mine.
Who was driving, you or somebody else?
Somebody else, Jesus. I said an old friend of mine, Jesus. Yeah, that's the most retaliation. No more, no less. Haven't had any situations. I was quite, we were getting stairs, but me and Kim went to this place in Regency. Mm-hmm. And it was full of, you know, African Americans.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there was some Hispanics there and stuff like that. But we stuck out like sore thumbs, and I was like, "Huh." So now I know how it feels. You know, so it's pretty sad that, you know, the honest, hardworking African American has to walk into a store and some pencil pushing cocksucker has to follow him around the store, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that's the problem is, like, the media and everybody, like, they just want you to, like, fucking pick a side. But the truth of the matter is that, you know, this is still a problem we all got to try to work on. We all got to live together, you know? We got to fucking make this work.
If we live together, you better not use my fucking toothbrush.
Yeah, exactly. Come on, everybody. I just made dinner. Not everybody, though. Just you guys. You guys stay out there.
Yeah.
That's kind of, yeah.
I can see you now. You have a hot date. Can I use your cologne? Fuck off!
I mean, that's really what it comes down to. Everybody acts like they're fucking so hard, like they're not scared of anything. And you're brought up to basically make the appearance that you're not scared of anything. But everybody's scared of everything. And that's part of the reason why we have all this hatred and tension in this country, is we're all just fucking worried. We're worried about losing our jobs. We're worried
I say, though, jealousy makes a man's mind weak.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because when you're jealous, you go to the lowest of the low to try to throw that man under the bus. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, by the way, this is the most serious you'll ever hear us.
Yeah, so enjoy it.
Mimes fucking clowns. Who's screaming? Anyways. But, yes, the whole situation, end of story, my point is, you're right. You know, everybody should learn to just get along, even if you don't like one another or you don't agree with something. You should just respect the fact that this is America and we have the freedom of speech and the freedoms to, "Oh, yeah, well, I'm Baptist, you're Catholic, I don't like you." We'll still just get along somehow because you all believe in one thing.
Mm-hmm.
The end of that fucking scenario. Jesus, now it's getting boring up in this bitch. Say something.
Water fountains, no longer segregated, but sometimes they're more expensive and you don't have access to them. So, that's true. I mean, there's still segregation in this country, but it's based off of money. That's really that's the last form of segregation.
That and
it's coming to money.
No, there's still segregation in this country. Have you ever seen the signs that said "No school kids allowed"? No dogs allowed, except for service dogs.
You know what I'd like to see is I'd like to see a service cat. All my fucking cat wants to do is like wrap its body around the toilet and cool off. So if I was a blind man, I'd be spending a lot of time in the bathroom. Let's leave on a high note. Anyway, thanks everybody. Have a good day.
Thank you. Woo!